what's going on? This is Brother Jay, and you know what time it is. Back with another thought of the day, and my thought of the day is, I feel kind of spiritually renewed. So spiritually renewed, I guess, would be the better angle how I'm coming at it today. This story or this thought of the day is like two-pronged, you know. The first part of it is I saw this movie called Beast. Now, this involves that played in the older movie called The Wire, or TV series called The Wire. And, you know, the part that got me was it was this white character, and what they were saying is that he raised these lions from when they was little cubs and stuff like that to big old giant massive lions. Okay, so when I saw that, it kind of touched me a little bit, because, you know, the way that even though they was grown and they're carnivores and hunting people and beasts and stuff like that, they still recognized him and they still come up and play with him in a very good, playful way. So I saw that, I was like, wow. And this is how weird I am. I was imagining my cats, like how I love them now and adore them. I was trying to imagine if they was like little bitty lions or something like that, would they be that friendly with me? And if you see how they was manhandling them in the movie, you'll say, you're like, ooh, it's kind of hard not to be scared, you know, because you got this big old giant heavy, heavy lions. And they sit there playing with you like they little itty bitty cats rubbing against you, but he's like a little mere mortal. He'll say, he's like, hey, easy, easy, you know? So, and I said that the premise of that to say this, and I'm going to post this after I get done recording this. I'm going to post, you know, saying something else inspirational for me. And it was called, what was it called? Like, animals asking people for help or something like that, you know. And this, I guess you want to say, you know, saying a compilation, like kind of like a documentary, if you will, you know, saying about how other people save animals, that kind of renewed for me something that I really didn't need. Because in the last 4 or 5 years, it's been nothing but anger and hate and bad news and violence and all this. But you rarely see something that lifts your spirits up, you know what I'm saying, or make you feel like there are people that care. I mean, I'm not a non-realist and stuff like that. I know that there are people that care, but it's rare that we see it on film or on movies and stuff like that. So when I saw this clip, you know what I'm saying, it really, like, and I saw this 2 days ago, like I said, so my cast was mad at me. My cast was mad at me, man, because when I saw this clip 2 days ago, I really was like, oh, come here, baby, yeah, come here, and it's like, oh, shit, oh, no, he's hugging me, oh, you know, it was funny. But that's just the person that I am, because and my son was saying, you know what I'm saying, you know, or you know what I'm saying, even my daughter, if they would admit it, you know what I'm saying, is that if I see a movie that deals with kids being mistreated or kids being kidnapped, I'm quick to be like, hello, hey, how you doing, are you okay? You know, that's just the human that I am. So when I saw that, you know what I'm saying, a little compilation, you know what I'm saying, of this, you know what I'm saying, movie on YouTube, you know what I'm saying, yeah, I was corny, you know what I'm saying, I really grabbed my cats like, hey, come here, hi, like, okay, Jay, you're hugging me too much, bro, you know, let me go for a minute, you know what I'm saying, and I did that for like a whole day and stuff like that. He was just like, something's wrong with you, man. You can tell my cats was thinking like that, like, something's wrong with you, you're hugging me too much. That's not your normal way. Now, not that I was neglectful, no. But I think my sensitivities, you know what I'm saying, kind of went to another level, you know what I'm saying, more than they're used to. But it's not gonna be a long thought of the day. It was just that kind of like gave me the renewal that I needed, you know what I'm saying? Because when you keep hearing political issues or crimes against black people, you know what I'm saying, by the police, you know, or gangster shit where people kill each other, or, you know what I'm saying, other shit that's going on, that's, you know what I'm saying, dealing with a lot of hate and violence, this was the injection I needed. You know, I really did need this, because that's why I made the last video, you know what I'm saying, gross things, because I was trying to, like, really be jokey about it. I'm trying not to keep on making serious and dark content. I'm trying to have a balance of it, you know. And some people, you know what I'm saying, didn't like that I did gross content, but they didn't understand. I was coming from a jokey point of view, in contrast to, you know what I'm saying something serious. And some people say, you know what I'm saying, well, you know what I'm saying, a grown man shouldn't talk like that. Excuse me, I'm grown. And no matter how grown you get, you still like goofy shit. There's certain goofy things that make you laugh. You know what I'm saying? Whether it be, you know what I'm saying, you're looking at a movie, How High, or Half Baked, or whatever comedy you look at, there's still that motherfucker that's doing some goofy shit. Isn't that a grown man? You know? So, I guess some people want you to grow old the way they want to grow old, and I refuse that. You know, I'd like to be a balance where I can talk to young people where I'm not so far out of touch, but I do respect my age and where I am, where I do talk about the wisdom that I am at my age. You got to be a balance. You can't just be one-sided. So that's why I'm saying, when I saw this documentary type of thing, that it touched me so deeply, because, you know, one angle, I've been hearing so much dark shit, so I just needed some light shit to see some human beings helping out animals and stuff like that, you know what I'm saying? Or helping out an animal that's trapped or an animal that's starving, you know? And I like to view myself as if I was in their shoes, most of their shoes, I probably would do the same thing. Some of their shoes, you're saying, you know, some of them creatures, you're saying, I'm like, I don't know. I don't know, man. You know, I would like to believe I could be capable of doing that, but some of the things they went through to help that creature, now, majority of them, yes, you know what I'm saying, but the few of them, I was like, ooh, I don't know, you know. But the point I'm getting at, and this is my conclusion, is that I have certain things that really touch me in my heart, you know what I'm saying? And it's not self-serving things. It's more or less like things that deal with other people. Like I said earlier, you know what I'm saying? If I see kids getting abused, I'll call my kids right away. You know what I'm saying? Or animals getting abused, I become more affectionate with my animals, you know what I'm saying? More than normal, you know what I'm saying? But these are the things that affect me. And the whole thing I would say to everybody out there is that whatever it is that gets you in touch with your human side, you know what I'm saying? What I mean by human side, which means the caring nature of humanity. I mean, I kind of said that wrong, because it's human to, you know, be caring, and it's human to be cruel too. It just depends on your level of survival and what you need to do in the environment that you're in. But what I'm talking about for this avenue is, if you can get in touch with the caring side of your humanity, then hold on to that as long as you can, because, you know what I'm saying, by the time you turn around the next day, it's gonna be some other bad news, and some other person died, or some other person got locked up, or some other person, you know what I'm saying, is harassing another person. It's gonna be something that's gonna always engage you to be on the hateful tip or display hatred. So if you got something that is touching humanity and get in touch with your kindness within you, then stay in touch with that essence, because that's what makes you a balanced person, a more relatable person, a more person that people can understand the what makes you you. Because that's how we as human beings affiliate with other human beings. If other people can relate to us, then we're understandable. It's when you're foreign and unrelatable is when other people can't relate to you. And that's my thought of the day. Peace.
Shake your hand, shake your hand.